I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Really, Paul? Really? I can do all things through him who strengthens me? I can be like Superman. I can fly to the moon. I can swim the Atlantic. I can be a star NBA center. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, certainly we all recognize that Paul is not saying that in Jesus Christ he is Superman. And Paul is most definitely not saying that anything that ever popped into his mind that he wanted to do or desired to do or thought about doing, that because he is in Jesus, Jesus is going to make him be able to do all of those things. However, I am concerned that in my haste and in our haste to try to argue against those kinds of things that people might say from this passage, that if we are not careful, what we end up doing is diminishing the encouragement that Paul really does intend from this passage. I'd like for us to spend a few moments considering this passage and some of the contextual clues and principles that help us understand exactly what Paul is encouraging us here to know, to understand, to do, and to accomplish. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, when we find this passage in context, we recognize that in verse 12, he had said that in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It is possible, as some suggest, that when Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, that he's making a play on words from that previous sentence where he says, I can do any and every circumstance. I can endure any and every circumstance. Any and every, and then the word all, they're all forms of the same word. So it's possible. It's possible that what he is saying is repeating verse 12. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can face any circumstance through him who strengthens me. That's a possibility. And if that's the case, and I don't want to dismiss it out of hand, if that's the case, there are a lot of things that we can learn about this. There are a lot of encouragement that we can face no matter what scenario we find ourselves in financially, whether we are in abundance or we're in need, we can make it through Jesus Christ and all that he provides for us. And I think that would be an important lesson to learn all in its own right. However, I am not convinced that Paul is repeating himself. I think what Paul is doing is going from the specific to the general. So, for instance, if I were to say to you, I can afford this car, whatever. I can afford this car because I can afford anything. Would you think that, well, that context of that first sentence defines what the anything of the second sentence is? Or would you think what I'm saying is, I know I can afford this thing because I can afford anything, and this thing is one example of the whole set of anything. I think that's what we'd recognize there. I think that's what Paul is doing here. Paul is saying, in any and every circumstance, I'm able to face it because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And these two things here are two things that are in the set of all things. And since I can do all things, guess what that means? I can do these two things as well. I think that's what Paul is saying here. But now I recognize that if you're like me, immediately the objections start coming. Edwin, really? You really think that when Paul says all things, he really just means all things? Are you saying we can be an NFL quarterback? Are you saying that I can become president? Are you saying that I can fly to the moon? I can do all things? Really? And I want to share with you that I too start making those objections until I start walking through the scripture and I start thinking of the all things that God actually strengthened people to do. like barren women who were strengthened to have children. Or let's take that a notch further, a virgin who was strengthened to have a child. Young men who were strengthened to know dreams and to interpret dreams. A teenager who walked onto the battlefield and defeated a giant. Or what about those three young men that God strengthened to survive in a fiery furnace? Or the young woman that God strengthened to become queen and save her people from the evil plots that were against them? Or what about that one man that he strengthened to walk on water? Or those 12 men and many others that he strengthened to speak languages that they had never studied? Or what about that other fella that he strengthened that when he had been stoned and left for dead, he just got up and walked away? Brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, we could walk through story after story after story after story where we see that God strengthened the kinds of things that we would call impossible. Oh, surely he wouldn't mean that. And yet, he did. There's Peter walking on the water. And we're reminded what the angel said when talking to Mary, that all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And so I think when Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, he means all things. And yet, why does this fellow who says he can do all things through him who strengthens me remain chained up to a Roman guard? If he can do all things, why doesn't he slip the chain? Why doesn't he walk through the wall? Why doesn't he defeat the Roman guard? I mean, after all, God strengthened Peter to escape prison. Well, maybe that alone should cause us to back up and recognize that there's some principles that Paul is working under when he makes this statement. And I'd like to share these principles with us. So as we consider what Paul is saying here, and the great and mighty power of God, and the life of Paul, the context in which he is saying this, I want to share with you four principles that will help us have what I'd like to call the Philippians 4:13 mindset, a victory mindset, a victory attitude. Here's the very first principle. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That means anything I can do only because the Lord has strengthened me. Anything I can do only because the Lord has strengthened me. There is nothing that I can do that I'm doing all on my own. There is nothing that I can do that I am doing because I was just so good at doing it. Everything I can do, I do because God, through his grace, has given me the ability and the strengthening power to accomplish it. You recall that Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6 and verse 25, tells us, don't be anxious about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, or your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? And the point that Jesus is making there is, who gave us our life and who gave us our body? Did we come across that on our own? Did we figure that out on our own? Did we make that on our own? No, that's a gift from God. That all on its own says, anything that I do in this body, I do because God gave me the body. Or in Acts chapter 17 and verse 28, when Paul quotes even a pagan philosopher and poet who recognized that in him we live and move and have our very being. Why am I able to live and move and have my very being? It is because of the strengthening grace and power of God. If God were to remove that strengthening grace and power, I would not even be able to live and move. I would not even be able to do this. It is because of God and his strength and his power that we live and move and have our very being. Someone objects. Okay, so Edwin, are you saying then that when I sin, it is because of the strength that God has given me? Yes, actually I am. I am saying that. And I know that's shocking, but we need to understand that one of the strengths, one of the empowering strengths that God has given us is the freedom to choose. It is the strength and the power to choose. And yes, He has given me the strength and the power to choose to disobey Him. Does that mean God is to blame? Well, let me give you an illustration here and you tell me what you think. If you were to give me $500 and say, Edwin, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go find someone with this $500. I want you to find someone today who doesn't have enough to eat or doesn't have enough to wear or can't pay their rent. And I want you to go take care of that with this $500. If I found someone who didn't have enough to eat today and I fed them, if I found someone who didn't have clothes to wear today and I clothed them, if I found someone who's not able to pay their rent today and I paid their rent, who should receive the praise for that? I mean, there's no doubt that I was involved, but who's the one that actually accomplished that? The person who gave me the strength, who gave me that money in order to accomplish it. But what if instead I took that money and I drank that money? If I went and I just went on a bender and I got out in my car and I ran over somebody and killed them. Now it's true, if you hadn't given me the money, I would not have had the strength to do that. But who's to blame for that tragedy? When you gave me the money, you told me what to do with it. Who was the one that made the choice to do something else with it? That was me. I'm the one to blame because I took the strength that you gave me and defined what was supposed to happen with it, and I perverted it and used it for something else. And that's the same situation we're dealing with here. Yes, it is true that the only reason I can sin is because God has strengthened me to use this body and He strengthened me to have free will and a choice, but He's told me what choices I'm supposed to make. And He has given me that strength and that ability so I can make the choices He has instructed. And if I decide to pervert it and use His strength in a way that defies Him and denies Him, He's not to blame for that. I am. And so when Paul says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, the very first principle I need to understand is anything I can do it because the Lord has strengthened me. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. All things that I do because of the strength He has given me. Which leads me to the second principle that we need to grasp and understand. I can do anything the Lord strengthens me to do. I can do anything the Lord strengthens me to do. Understand this. When we sit back and we wonder why Paul doesn't do everything under the sun that might be possible if he can do all things, does it not just make sense that the only things Paul can do are the things that the one strengthening him strengthens him to do? I can do anything the Lord strengthens me to do. Can I fly to the moon? If the Lord strengthens me to do it, I can. Can I swim the Atlantic? If the Lord strengthens me to do it, I can. Can I walk on water? If the Lord strengthens me to, I can. I know that because He did strengthen Peter to. And He did. Can I speak in languages that I have never studied and don't really know? If the Lord strengthens me to, I can. I know because there's dozens of people in Scripture that did. Can I conquer the known world? If the Lord strengthens me to, I can. Alexander the Great did. Can I be a star NFL quarterback? If the Lord strengthens me to, I can. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning did. But what if the Lord doesn't strengthen me to do those things? Then I can't. I can't. And that's the understanding that Paul has when he makes this statement. When he talks about the fact that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, there is a limitation that I can only do what the one who strengthens me to do. And so I think we probably ask at that moment is, well, then why didn't Paul just say that? Why didn't Paul just say, I can't do anything unless the Lord strengthens me? Let me posit two reasons why he didn't. Number one, because he understands human nature. And if he told it to us in the negative vein, what we would have focused on is all the things we can't do. And that's not the purpose of his statement. The purpose of his statement is not to get me to think about all the things I can't do. The purpose of his statement is to encourage me to do all the things that I can do. And here's the second reason I think he stated it like this. Is because Paul understands the nature of discipleship. And the nature of discipleship and the purpose of discipleship is for me as the disciple to become like the master, to surrender to the master, to value what the master values, to want what the master wants, to do what the master wants me to do. And therefore, to surrender to what the Lord has strengthened me to do. And to understand, if the Lord hasn't strengthened me to do this, then it's not the thing for me to do. And rather than being all upset and all complaining because somebody else is able to do it, why can't I? To trust the Lord who strengthens people. And to surrender. And to be happy and pleased with the things he has strengthened me to do. Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Which means I can do anything the Lord strengthens me to do. Everything I can do because the Lord has strengthened me. Principle number one. Principle number two, I can do anything the Lord strengthens me to do. Which gets us to the third principle, and I think this is the heart of Paul's instruction and encouragement here. The Lord strengthens me to do everything he wants me to do. The Lord strengthens me to do everything he wants me to do. There is nothing that the Lord has asked of me. There is nothing that the Lord requires of me that he does not turn around and then give the strength to do, because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We go back to our sentence and we remember the context. And Paul understood that if the Lord has brought me into a place of hunger and lack and want, he obviously wants me to be faithful in a time of hunger and lack and want. And I can do all things through the one who strengthens me. If he wants me to be faithful during this time, he will strengthen me to be faithful during this time. I'm going to go be faithful during this time. But on the other hand, Paul also understands when he faces a time of plenty and abundance, does the Lord want me to be faithful during a time of plenty and abundance? Yes, the Lord wants me to be faithful during a time of plenty and abundance. And therefore, during a time of plenty and abundance, he is going to strengthen me to be faithful. So I'm going to go be faithful during this time of plenty and abundance. Let me explain why I think this is so important. I think it's important for us to grasp this. And this is why I think it's important for us not to just immediately jump over, oh, he's just talking about facing times of plenty and abundance. Because there are a lot of things that the Lord asks of us that when we hear them, we say to ourselves, I don't think I can do that. And we're right. Those things that the Lord has asked of us, we can't do. Unless the Lord strengthens us. And that's the encouragement. Because the Lord strengthens us to do everything he wants us to do. As we go through the letter to the Philippians alone, think of some of the things that Paul is demonstrating that because of the Lord and because of the Lord's strength, I can do that. I can do this thing. For instance, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 14, most of the brothers have become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment and are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Can I speak the word? Absolutely. Because the Lord strengthens me. And the Lord strengthens me to do everything he wants me to do. What about chapter 1 and verse 20? As it is, my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but with the full, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Can I honor Christ in my body, whether by life or by death? Absolutely. Why? Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What about verse 27? Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Can I live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ? Absolutely. Why? Because I can do all things through the one who strengthens me, and everything he wants me to do, he strengthens me to do. Can we stand firm in one spirit, striving side by side as we face the enemy? Absolutely we can. How do I know? Because we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Everything he wants us to do, he strengthens us to do. Chapter 2, verse 2, Paul says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Can we be in one mind? Can we be in full accord? Absolutely we can, because everything the Lord wants, he strengthens us to do. Verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Can I count others as more significant than myself? Yes. Can I get rid of selfish ambition and pride and arrogance? Yes. Why? How do I know? Because I can do all things. Is that a thing? Yes. Is that a thing the Lord wants me to do? 100%. Where do I get the strength to do it? From the Lord. Everything he wants me to do, he strengthens me to do. Verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Can I do this thing? Yes. Can I have the mind that is Jesus Christ? Yes. Because I can do everything the Lord strengthens me to do, and he strengthens me to do everything he wants me to do. Chapter 3. And this is just Philippians, guys. Chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only is in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Can I work out my salvation with fear and trembling? Yes. How do I know? Because everything the Lord wants me to do, he strengthens me to do. In fact, did you notice in this passage, it's very specifically the reason I can do it is because the Lord is working in me. Of course I can't do it on my own. But I'm in Jesus Christ. And I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Everything he wants me to do, I can do. Verse 14 of chapter 2, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Man, that's tough. Can I get to a place where I face all things and I do it without grumbling or disputing? Absolutely. Why? Because I can do all things through Jesus Christ. And he wants me to face things without grumbling and disputing. He will strengthen me to face things without grumbling and disputing. We can walk on through this. Chapter 3, verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Can I count all things as loss? Yeah, I can. How do I know? Because I can do all things through Jesus Christ, through him who strengthens me. Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Can I share in his sufferings? Can I endure the sufferings? Can I become like Jesus in his death? And because of that gain, Jesus and the resurrection, absolutely, 100% I can. How do I know? Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Can I do that? Can I overcome anxiety? Yes, I can. I can because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Can I think about those things? Can I fill my mind with those things? Can those things be the things that guide me and guard me? Yes, 100%. How do I know? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And he strengthens me to do everything he wants. Verse 9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Can I practice those things? Yes, I can. How do I know? Because I can do all things. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And he strengthens me to do the things he wants me to do. And verse 10. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Can I face plenty and abundance? Yes. Can I be faithful when I am in a situation of plenty and abundance? Yes. How do I know? Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Can I face lack and hunger and still be faithful? Yes. Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the encouragement that Paul is getting us to make. And this is what I think we lose if we diminish it back and say, oh, verse 12 is all he's talking about in verse 13. He's not just talking about verse 12 and verse 13. He's talking about the whole book in verse 13. I can do all of those things that Paul talks about in Philippians because everything the Lord wants me to do, he strengthens me to do. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Is that a reason to praise God? Is that a reason to praise God? Okay, thank you. Whew. I was going to say, man, 20 minutes wasted. That's amazing. And that's what Paul's getting us to. Paul didn't give us this verse so we could talk about all the things he was saying we couldn't do. He gave us this verse so we could talk about all the things that we can do. And we can do a lot of things because we have an amazing and powerful Lord who strengthens us to do everything he wants us to do. But principle 4, that doesn't mean it's all going to be easy. And this is the thing I think we need to grasp the most. This is why we have to hang on to the passage, because it's not always easy. It's not get baptized and come out of the water and now I'm doing everything the Lord has asked. In fact, I want you to listen to what Paul says as we take a look at this passage. Let's reveal another verse here. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I've got the word highlighted. Do you see it? It's in there twice to make sure that we understand how this happened. Do you see the word learned? Learned. That means there was a time. Paul now knows how to face plenty and how to face lack. But he didn't always know that. There was a time when he wasn't able to accomplish that. It didn't come naturally to him. He didn't come out of the womb being a content person who is able to face need and also abundance and do it faithfully. He didn't come up out of the watery grave of baptism and boom, there it is. Now I've got it. He had to learn it. I don't know for sure, but I imagine the way he had to learn it is that God threw him into some times of need. He probably failed and fell and stumbled and struggled and cried out to God for help and turned to the Lord. Like Peter, who walking on the water, beginning to sink, cried out, "Save me!" And the Lord strengthened him to walk on the water again. He learned it. And this is why it is so important for us to grasp Paul's encouragement. Because in the middle of the learning process, it is easy to give up. In the middle of the learning process, it is easy to get discouraged and to despair and to just throw up our hands and say, I'm never going to be able to do this. I just hope the Lord will overlook this one. And what Paul wants us to understand is we can learn it. We can grow. The Lord strengthens us, but it's not all just, hey, you got baptized, zap, here's all the power you ever need. Some of it comes from growing, experiencing, being pushed, being tested, stumbling and falling, turning back to Him and picking back up, learning. What did he say? I have learned. And so what we find is we can have two attitudes here as we face the time of learning. We can have a defeatist attitude. And with that kind of defeatist attitude, what happens is every time we mess up, it becomes another reminder of all the things we can't do and the reasons why we should probably just give up and not try anymore. Or we can have the Philippians 4:13 attitude. We can have the Philippians 4:13 mindset. The mindset that says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I botched this one. I messed it up. Let me see what I can learn. Because I know what the Lord has said. The Lord has said, I can do this. And I serve a powerful Lord. And so I'm going to learn. I'm going to grow. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to try again. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yes, I can face all financial circumstances. But I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Praise God. Would you bow with me in prayer, please? Holy Lord God, thank you so much for being our God. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being all that you are. Thank you for strengthening us by your grace and by your power. And Lord, when we fail and when we fall and when we stumble, may we not give up, but rather may we hang on and may we cry out to you. And may we remember that we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. We can do all things through you who strengthens us. And if we find ever at any time after trying and trying and trying that it's something that we can't do, Lord, may we remember that you strengthen us to do every good thing. And if you haven't strengthened us to do it, then it's not worth doing for us. But may we hang on and continue to surrender to you, to grow and to learn how to be faithful to you and how to be more like Jesus. We understand it will not happen overnight, Lord. But may we hang on and remember that you are a powerful God and you will strengthen us. Lord, thank you for loving us first. We love you. It's through your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. If you'd like, you can go ahead and put your Bibles and notes away. We're going to be singing another song here in just a moment. There's really just one thing that I want to remind you of here as we're wrapping up this lesson. I don't know about you, but every once in a while, I start to think, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. When you have that feeling, I hope you will remember Paul's Philippians 4:13 mindset. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I am going to make it. I am going to make it, but not because of me, because of him. And so that means if I am going to make it, the only way it's going to happen is if I hang on to him. And as I hang on to him, he will strengthen me to hang on to him. Are you in him? Because if you're not, you know, he's strengthening you actually to do a lot of things, even when you are outside of Jesus Christ. You're going to get up and you're going to walk out of this auditorium, and that's all going to be because of his grace and strength. If it wasn't for that, wasn't for him, you'd fall on the ground and you'd be able to do nothing. But you can only do the things he strengthens you to do. And if you're not in Jesus Christ, he's not strengthening you to get into his kingdom. Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We want to help you have that strengthening, saving power of Jesus Christ. If we can help you with that this morning, won't you please come forward right now as we stand and sing this song?